So now we're going to go diplomatic here and check south of the border. The U.S. ambassador to Paraguay, I kid you not, is topping the charts. The song is Campo Jurado. It's written and sung by the U.S. ambassador to Paraguay, James C. Kaysen, who joins us on the line. Well, Mr. Ambassador, hell of a job.
Well, you know, I never thought I would be singing. I never sang in my life before February, but I've been trying to learn over the last 3 years the native language here in Paraguay, which is Guarani, very difficult. And in the process, I was using their old folk songs as a way to learn the vocabulary, and it sort of got into the singing business.
Well, sort of got into the singing business. I mean, your single is, like, really popular in Asunción and all over the country. Why do you think it's hit a chord?
Because Paraguayans are afraid that the new generation is forgetting the old traditions and the old folk songs. They're sort of into rap and reggae, the young kids, and the older generation has been trying to get them to focus on how beautiful their music is, and I come along and began singing their 16 of their songs, and it just sort of hit a chord that they're just very appreciative that a foreigner would learn their language and sing to them in their own language.
You know, I'm used to diplomatic speak, Ambassador, but you sound poised and confident, just like you came from American Idol last night.
Well, you know, as I said, I never sang in public before. I was invited to go sing before 10,000 people with 3 days' notice in four songs in Guarani, and I did it, and I was just so amazed at the reaction. I said, look, I'm not a professional singer, so please forgive all these mistakes that are going to occur, and the people were just overjoyed, and I went on from there.
Well, here's a serious question. I mean, the reputation of U.S. diplomats down in South America is more the kind of ugly American connotation. It seems like you've really blasted that out of the galaxy. Give us a briefing on Paraguayan-U.S. relations. There's been an important election there just recently.
There's been a very important election, the first time there's been a peaceful transfer from one party to another in almost 200 years, and great expectations here with the new government that it will be able to bring about a more prosperous country. There's a lot of people immigrate because of the lack of jobs and a lot of corruption, and so the people voted overwhelmingly for a bishop, first time in a long time that we've had a religious person running for election. He was chosen with 40% of the vote, and the people put their hopes in him. And we've had excellent relations with the previous government and a lot of programs here, so we're planning to continue to engage and hope make this a successful government.
Ambassador, I should point out, you are outgoing ambassador. You are retiring, correct? This is your last diplomatic posting?
That's right. I'm finishing up 40 years in the Foreign Service. I was in Cuba before I came here. And I'll be leaving on August 2nd, so this is sort of my swan song, so to speak.
And you're going to open a club in Miami, is that right? Or did I get that right?
I think I'm going to sell worms to fishermen, do something useful for a change.
All right. Ambassador James C. Kaysen, who wrote and sang the hit song Campo Jurado, which is on the charts there in Paraguay. Ambassador, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.